Yahoo!
We here, baby. It's the Davy J.
The Johnny Wow Wow Wiz.
And the... Oh, he called in sick upstairs today, so...
Yeah.
Old school style.
Yep. He did.
So, it's April 2nd today. John,
mm-hmm.
Did you get April fooled yesterday?
Yeah, I did. It was something silly. And I didn't even, like, realize what it was, but... Old Robin Ellis.
All right, that's fine.
Old Robin Ellis goes, "Hey, so I'm quitting, going back to the Hobbs Lobs."
He wishes.
I was like,
he really does wish.
Well, dude, which is Hobby Lobby, guys.
Hobbs Lobs.
He just likes to call it the Hobbs Lobs.
I love calling it that too. He coined the phrase. He's the first person I heard say it. I said, "Yeah, you know what? I probably could have got there. We could have got there on our own."
Yeah, right.
But he gave us a shortcut, and we took it, and fucking Hobbs Lobs.
So I'm gonna be honest with you, I was a little sad. Like, you know, he's my little brother, kind of, in a lot of senses, and I was a little bit sad. He got me. I just didn't realize it was April 1st, you know. And he was like, "April 1st, hey." You know, like, gotcha. Like,
it's April Fool's, not April 1st. You fucked up. Don't really know how to trick people. I don't know. "No, you got me. I'm mad." Just flip out.
He's just like, just turning into a completely different person all of a sudden. But
the fuck you, that's not a goddamn joke.
Yeah, but I mean, he did get me with that. Like, I thought.
How long did he keep it going for? Being like, "Dude, I'm leaving."
Well, it was an immediate thing.
Okay. That's good.
Because, I mean, I think everybody didn't realize. Like,
the only reason I knew it was April 1st was I had to re-up my license plate tags.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, "Yep, gotta do it today. If I don't. If I get pulled over in the future, they're going to be like, brother, it's been enough time.
Yeah.
You got to go do it." But I didn't have any plan. Like, I didn't wake up like, "Ooh, I can't wait to trick John and Tom." Like, I trick, you know, you guys just if it happens organically, like with cardboard cutouts, you know.
Your fake birthday did come up in my memories.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I almost did, but I'm like,
I think that might be my only April Fool's joke that I like will stand by.
Yeah.
I was like, "Yeah, you know what? Let's change." And I changed the birthday. Like, it wasn't like I did it the March 31st. I was like, January, I'll change the birthday to April 1.
And dog, this isn't nothing against the DEC 10th, but didn't 1 year the fake birthday got like more?
It was close.
Oh, that's what it was. I couldn't remember if it was more or it was like around the line. Yeah.
It was, you know, women's NBA score close. Like 64-62.
Yeah.
Birthday wishes.
It was 38-37.
First half, final. It's the final count.
With like four people in the crowd. You know, four paying customers.
One guy sleeping.
Some
YouTuber fucking just, sleeping.
Just to make a point.
Son of a gun.
So real talk, like three people in the crowd. That guy don't count. You know, he's just doing a bit, you know.
I was like, "That's one of you have known me since I was three." Like, looking at people in the crowd. It's still the birthday thing where it's like, "Hey, you should know better."
Right.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Love you. Barb too. stung a little, all
right? Right.
I got April fooled yesterday.
What happened with you?
I was scrolling through Instagram, and Eminem was like posting all these comments. People like, "Put out the album, Grandpa. Put out the album, old man. Just drop the fucking album."
Yeah.
With all these tweets and posts and whatnot. And they were like, "Oh, like that album, that classic album, Infinite. But now we're going to do it like it's a, almost like MMLP 2, like it's infinite, but even more infinite than the first one." It's like it, I immediately go to Apple Music and I searched, because I was like, "Oh, does he have any other new music out right now, you know, like that's like features and shit?"
Right.
Like a couple days before, so he's at the top of the search list, and then, I search him again, there's no new album. I wasn't thinking about April 1st at all. I'm like, "What the fuck? Let me get in the comments." Someone's like, "Please tell me we did not just get April fooled by him."
Yeah.
I was like, "Fuck, we just got April fooled by him.
Damn it."
You know, I'll fucking taunt him too goddamn much. Call him old man and grandpa, which I don't know. Maybe those comments are out there. Maybe they're not.
No.
Maybe it was a little like, "I'm going to say it before he's going to 8 Mile you." Dude, I 8 mile of the internet, like, before you can say it, I'm going to fucking say it. But, yeah.
That's crazy. We both got God, dude.
I got tricked. I didn't do any trick. We both got by white rappers as well.
Damn.
So, that's what. One a lot of people know about. They're both on Spotify.
Yeah,
as
actually,
we are. So
that's fair. Yeah.
Hey guys, check out up and comer Eminem on Spotify. Check out Rabanales MC. I believe that's Rabanales.
Yes. Yep.
Perfect. Capital M, capital C.
Yep.
I'm not kidding when I say I enjoy his shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's a young guy rapping. Shout out fucking Michael.
No, oh, yeah, we fucking love Michael. But
I didn't plan on doing a fucking Robin Ellis promo, but I'm for it all day.
Well, I remember when Ethan, he would have been, this time he would have been around, because I mean the first time I met Michael would have been around 8 years ago.
Okay.
So Ethan, he would have been around 11, 12.
Yeah.
So, and this is when Ethan's, you know, the first album he really got into, like, religiously was that N.W.A. album, You Let Me Borrow.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, so anytime I picked him up.
Straight out of Compton, yep, the first album.
Yeah. So that's what put him on his path to loving good hip-hop music.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever told you
I don't
that.
Think you've ever shared that with me, and I'm not gonna lie, my heart's pretty fucking warm right now.
Yeah, yeah, but no shit, like, that was the way it happened. So around like 11 or 12, like, that's all he wants to listen to.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and it's a damn good album to listen to.
Oh,
you know?
Fuck it. One of the goats of all time.
For some reason, the song in my head, like, I just recently watched Straight Outta Compton. They don't bring up the song at all, but like the one, I think it's technically called like Hello, but it's like, I started this gangsta shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the motherfucking thanks I get.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, yeah, Dre really did help transition, like, the new wave of music, which went off in many other directions, but, like, Dre's still like, I'm still making dope beats, fucking with new artists, fucking with old artists, like, I don't know.
So
love that guy.
So, that was kind of his entree, right? So, when I turned into, like, a buffet of hip-hop, you know, I still had, like, my old Eminem CD.
Yeah.
You know, I knew, back then, I knew it bar for bar, like, verse for verse, you know. And so, you know, I would be like, hey, let's try just a little bit something different. You know, we'll still keep the N.W.A., man. Like, we'll keep doing that.
But here's some other hip-hop.
So, fed him some Eminem. Fucking loved it. You know, and so it got to where, like, you know.
I wish my CDs didn't get stolen from AJ.
Yeah.
Because the amount of CDs I could have given you, like, all the vast difference. Sorry, I mean, anyway.
No, you're good. But I just felt like it was necessary just to give him, like, a multicultural approach, you know, as far as, like, you know, music. Because, you know, I'm one of those guys, like, I know it's kind of cliche. Like, I like all music, just depending on who the band is. But, I mean, that really is what it is.
That's kind of my answer. It's like, you like country music? I'm like, I like some country artists.
Yeah, right.
So, therefore, I like country music. But, like, if you're, who you want to play?
Right. Yeah.
I don't think I want to hear that.
Yeah.
But, dude. Fucking.
I mean, there's certain.
Tim McGraw.
Right. Well, there's certain country artists that I'm like, nah, I'm good. There's certain hip hop artists I'm like, nah, I'm not feeling that, man.
Well, there's
plenty
of hip hop artists that I'm not going to name any names.
Yeah.
But even from, like, the younger years, like, Mel liked to make jokes. Like, Dave doesn't like MGK because he beefed with Eminem. I was like, I didn't like MGK when he first came out.
I just don't like his shit in
general. Make that clear. I didn't like that, call me Steve-O. I'm a wild boy. I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I listened to some other tracks by him. I didn't care for him. Now, back then, I would be like, yeah, dude, he's fucking trash. He's garbage. But he's making money, so.
Yeah.
I go, he's not, you know, matured enough to be like, it's just not my cup of tea. And I don't even like tea.
There's an audience for it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like tea either, but.
I mean, a lesser audience. Sorry, I'm not too proud to
say
you guys suck.
That right. Yeah.
If you like MGK, you fucking suck at music picking.
Hit the music picking.
Sorry, I don't judge anyone else's music choice except that. You can eat what you want, you can listen to what you want, you can do what you want, but if MGK's in it, unless he's pretty funny on Pete Davidson's show. All right, there, I said it.
Yeah.
Bupkis. MGK was good on there as Pete Davidson's drug using friend.
Oh, okay.
MGK. So, He played himself.
Oh, okay. He played himself.
And the guy that plays Stingray in Cobra Kai is also their friend that uses drugs.
Yeah.
Bupka's good show.
We gotta give credit where credit's due. I mean, hell, he landed Megan Fox.
Yeah, sure.
She was a dream girl to a lot of
asked by a sibling this past week, like, hey, would you still do Megan Fox or did MGK ruin her for you? I was like, I'm not gonna lie, like, in my younger years, people were like, oh, she got toe thumbs. You're like, yeah, that is kind of gross, isn't it? Like, you know, you just find one reason, like, this is, I'm turning her down. She's not turning me down.
Yeah.
The Big J approach.
You know? Yeah, it's like, how dare she think she...
Toe thumbs? Ew.
How dare she think she can get with me, you know? Megan Fox and
get your foot away from my penis. Babe, I'm trying to give you a hand job. Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Because all I see is your fucking feet.
She got gross feet or something?
She's just got toe thumb.
Just toe thumb.
Her thumb looks like a big toe, is what I've been told. And I've seen pictures, but I don't know if they've been modified. Okay, so maybe. Probably, but...
Well, like, the first MILF I was ever with, I think I was maybe 25 years old. She was, like, 40.
Okay.
And so, her little toe... I overlooked it, like, but... I gotta talk about that little toe. It was almost like it was growing... Like, she had her first four toes,
She had a weird little toe?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, her first four toes, right, they were normal. Her little toe was growing out of the top of her foot, if you will.
Oh.
Yeah, it was strange.
Missed the road sign. Yeah. Get off at this exit.
Yeah, it was almost like a mutant thing. It was like, oh, how much... Did you used to play with power lines or eat paint chips as a kid? Like, what happened there?
Did you bathe in the microwave?
What are your parents doing? It was like, did your parents put you in there, like, just to, you know, make sure you were dry? I don't know. But, I mean... That was my weirdest toe story. I'm sorry. I had to throw that in there.
But. Oh, no, you're good. But it was the mouth. Was it just the one toe?
Yeah, it was just one foot. The other little toe was normal. But the other toe, like the other little toe, it was like growing out of the top of her foot, not
to the side. Did you make her keep a sock on? Or did you ask her to take her socks off?
I want her to keep both socks on. I like balance.
But normally you're like, let's both get butt naked, no socks, no undies, no hats.
I want to tell her, like, hey.
But, but her, you're like, all right, let's do socks.
Yeah, we can do socks.
Because I'm not going to lie, for me, sometimes some clothing on there, you know, you're like, oh, this is nice. Mm-hmm. Now, again, socks I get, I don't know why. Like, that's where all the heat escapes in your body.
Yeah.
Your socks and your head.
Mm-hmm.
Your head when you're mad. This isn't science. I'm just. But when you're sleeping, when you're laying in bed, the heat goes through your feet and you keep them socks on. Don't you sweat a little more than usual?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, it's just one of those things. And two.
You could have had to put on like some nice stockings where it's like.
Yeah. Might have made this hot.
Makes it a little hotter. We can hide that weird toe and. Hey, yeah. Look at you.
Right. So I'm searching for the term getting toxins out of the body. I just know like there's so many
detox.
Yeah. So that's yes.
Sorry.
Thank you. That should have been
getting toxins out of the body. What do we call them? Like detoxing?
Yeah.
It's so crazy it might work.
But apparently, you know, we have the most pores like on the bottom of our feet. So that's where when our feet sweat, like something awful, like that's where we detox the most. And the second ones are armpits.
You're standing up.
Yeah.
Just fucking trying to find this place to get up out of
here. Yes, sir. It's just like a waterfall. But
nasty as hell. We should be barefoot all the time everywhere.
Right.
Make your feet stronger.
Yeah. But it's like, hey, I feel for the integrity of your body and the toxins in it. Like, I want you to detox your shit, but... I don't know. It was a throwaway joke. Didn't land. It's okay. But so we can move on from
that. Was a decent build up. I don't think I heard the exact like land of the joke of where you were trying to.
Just keeping socks on during sex. Like that was my excuse.
Keep the smell in.
Well, that was my excuse. Like, hey, let's keep the socks on. You know, sort of thing.
So wait, how do you see the toe? Because you see the toe before sex, I assume, or no?
I saw the toe the first date, but it was weird. It was like
she showed it to you.
No, she was wearing flip flops.
So she showed it.
She
wasn't like, hey, like,
yeah, like she didn't put her.
It's a leg on the table.
Our first date was Logan's Roadhouse. And then what's crazy about that? It's one of those like I slept with her on the first date. As soon as I chrome the ex husband's. I swear to fucking God, it was nuts.
Was he in the closet?
No.
It was like the front door.
Like, I didn't know they were going through a divorce.
Yeah.
Like, to me, like,
not on you.
No, not at all. Like, and she told me, like, hey, I'm single, and,
yeah,
you know, yeah. So I hear, ah, so-and-so's name. I don't want to put names out. Yeah, but it's like, I turned to her, and I'm like, what is this?
Jerusalem!
And she goes, okay, John, I meant to tell you I'm going through a divorce right now. That's my crazy ex-husband. And I'm like, well, I'm not dealing with this shit. Like, you go deal with it. Get him the fuck out of here. Because I kind of want to go for round two.
And I want breakfast.
I want some breakfast. While all the fixings.
And I'm staying the night tonight for 2 weeks straight.
Right. Hell yeah. But, I mean, all she did was... It's like, hey, like, who, such and such name, like, get out of here. Like, we're getting divorced.
Go on, get. So I want to talk about a sad topic. Mm-hmm. John was ghosted.
Yeah, I was.
With the, what, should we say the name or is there an acronym or an initial that you want to do?
What do you call her?
He got ghosted.
We can call her MTJ.
Or would it just be easier to just call her first abbreviation?
Fuck it, we'll call
her. Of her first name.
Nah, fuck it, we'll call it Mel.
So we'll call her Ghost Mel.
Not your sister Mel.
Not my sister Mel.
Different Mel.
Not our friend Mel.
Yeah. Who we love. She's a friend of the cast.
This is Ghost Mel.
Yeah, this is Ghost Mel.
And she ghosted John, and this whole time we thought she just never fucking texted back. We came to the conclusion she died. Like she ultimate ghosted her.
She actually ghosted her.
doesn't haunt him.
She's like, fuck this.
This won't even haunt me.
It's like, fuck this motherfucker. Like, even the afterlife kind of shit. Like, fuck him, dude. Like, not even talk to him. Ever.
Do you know how many jobs I have in the afterlife? I got three contracts going right now.
Yeah, oh God. You know, this one pays me $7,000 in heaven. This one pays me $8,500 a week in hell. You know, so it's like I'm going back and forth between heaven and hell.
I thought it was
funny,
though, to be like, she was older than John. She, I'm not calling her an old lady. And right. I'm not going to put her age out there.
Right. Yeah.
Unless you want to. I assume not. But she was older, but so it was funny to be like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, she had me about 13 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was...
Yep. Right. But again, so it's like, it's funny. It's like, she's old enough to die, which I guess we all are.
Well, she almost died. Like, I don't want to get into this part, but I will say, like, she almost died like three times already.
She...
just the way she drives, but, you know.
Hard complicated. No, yeah. She can't see. Unless she's driving on the road. But like, yeah, it's like, dude, John got ghosted by his girlfriend because she died.
I wonder where, original.
But you still go talk shit. Like, this bitch ghosted me. Like, dude, she had a funeral. Like, fuck that.
You're like, dude, I saw her ashes in the urn, you know, like, fuck that.
She couldn't put any of my text on that.
Right.
Ghosting ass bitch.
But I mean, I wonder, like, if that's where that whole turn, like, derived from, you know, like maybe or maybe like some random dude. Like,
I gotta say, because all awesome terms throughout my life have come from like black culture.
Yeah.
So like, oh, Ghostsome like Swayze. It was like a black person saw the movie Ghost, was like, or the black, you know, like a girlfriend watched it. Yeah. He had to watch it with her. Was like, psh, I'm a Ghostsome like Swayze. Like.
That's a good line, though.
And then it was like, oh, ghosting people. Yeah. And then eventually white teenagers. Like, psh, he ghosted me.
Yeah.
Left me all red.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Like, just, you guys don't know what you're talking about.
But, yeah. Yeah. You know,
that's where it all comes from. I did send you a pic. Speaking of relationships. The conjoined twins that found a husband.
Is it in the text or? Oh, heard. Yeah. Got it. Ooh.
You want to?
Yep.
You want to read it all?
Yes, sir. Because everyone is asking, we're just going to tell you.
Wait, real quick. Oh, who's it from? What are the twins' names?
Oh, Brittany and Abby Hinsa? Hinsa? It's almost like a there you go.
I would say Hensel. H-E-N-S-E-L.
Oh, I did crack my phone. Maybe it may Hensel. Look like an ob.
Oh, yeah. Brittany and Abby Hensel.
Oh, sorry.
I think they were on, like, TLC and whatnot. Like they were reality conjoined twins.
Yeah, Hensel. But where I cracked my phone, it made it look like an eye. So I was like, Hensel? Like, are they... They don't look like...
We gotta get you new glasses, it, bro.
Yeah, that too, yeah. Or contacts, finally. But... All right, I'm gonna start this... And this is courtesy of our people from the X.
So one of the ladies, I honestly can't remember which one, got married, and people, you know, there was obviously like memes and jokes going around the internet.
Yeah.
And so she, I guess, I don't know if this is real, but I did find it, amusing. Like I enjoyed it.
Right.
Her response to all the questions.
At two heads are better. I like that.
I mean, how would you not?
Right. Well, I mean, they seem like good sports if this is real.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's the conjoined... I've never met a conjoined twin before.
I have not either,
But, I mean, we shall see. All right, so, Two Heads Are Better from Brittany and Abby Hensel. Because everyone is asking, we're just going to tell you, yes, I have sex with my husband. Yes, I go down on him. Yes, so he only married one of them.
Yeah.
Yes, my sister Brittany is there.
Yeah, you pervert.
Damn.
You thought he married both of them? No, he's a monogamous man. He's a man of Christ.
That's crazy. This might be the nuttiest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It gets better.
Okay. Yes, my sister and I orgasm as one. Ooh, forced orgasm. Which you don't agree with it. We're going to cancel this boy.
You can count out.
That was kind of sad.
No.
But when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast. So she just puts the pleasure out of her mind. No way, dude. Come on now. What, she like a Jedi master? She ain't feeling that
she's
orgasm?
She's reading Twilight and she goes, Yahtzee!
Ah!
I was like, what was that? She goes, it's what I'm reading.
She ain't feeling that big O, dude. Not feeling
so. I think I don't know their whole conjoined story. I remember like seeing again like commercials and whatnot, but I didn't even know they were still like famous or
But scientifically,
famous.
But scientifically, can that be done? I don't know.
What do you mean? Can what be done?
Conjoined twins. I mean, they're real.
Like, they're not the only ones, but they're very real-life people, and...
Yeah, that's what I'm asking, you know. Like, I'm not, like, trying to be, like, a pessimist, or not a pessimist, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to say, like, ooh, like, I don't believe in it. I'm not trying to say I don't believe in it. I've never witnessed it myself.
You know, I've never, come across conjoined twins in my, like, personal life ever. But I've seen enough, pictures and videos and TV shows, really, to be like, oh, yeah, they're they're out there. It's not a lot of them.
Well, it's not like Bigfoot or the, you know.
I would say it's closer to Bigfoot than anything else. You know? Like, people are like, hey, David Tell, I think, has a joke where it's like, we used to do so many things for Down syndrome people, for retarded people,
right,
back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, now these kids aren't retarded anymore.
Like, it's almost their...
telling them?
It's almost like they get superpowers.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you're not retarded anymore. Like, well, I'm fixed. Like, no.
No. You're special.
We're just calling it something else.
You're special.
Where were we at?
We're talking about conjoined twins.
Conjoined twins.
Yeah, it's like you know.
If that's a real tweet, I'm like, hey, that's fair. That's cool.
Yeah.
Because I had seen a couple of memes about it. Like, does she give him head?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I give him head. Does your girl give you head? Oh, you ain't got one. What's up? It's
like, yeah. Hey, does she burn you fucking it, trolled. Like,
nice comment, bro. You got fucking burned.
So Brittany's watching, you know, she's reading a book, you know.
She's reading a book, dude. You know, on my iPad.
Yeah. She's like, I could join twin sisters. She going wild. She a freak, dude.
But would you ever be like, hey, would you be mad if she joined in? Does the one sister, I would say, I guess it's okay for her to get mad, but should she be like, hey, why don't you read for a minute and have her suck?
Well, here's the problem. So, what if Brittany falls in love with somebody, right? So, what if she falls in love with somebody? What if the guy, he's like, yeah, I'm cool with the whole, like, conjoined twin thing, right?
I'm a married this head.
Yeah. But the other head's already married. So, now, oh, shit. It becomes like a four.
I'd have to look into it, but I assume the conjoined twins have their own like social security numbers and whatnot. Like they're their own people, so the other girl could get married.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing the state could do about it.
Yeah,
I think. I don't know. I've not looked into this, and again, I don't know a lot of conjoined twins.
Yeah, I've never met one in my life. I've
seen funny sketches about it, but that's about it. You know?
Yeah. But I mean, like I said, like, okay, not Brittany, but the other girl. What's the other girl's name?
I don't know.
She has like an established relationship with this man, right? And they're murdered, and Brittany has to just fucking take that D, dude, even though she don't like it. She's reading fucking Twilight novels. But then all of a sudden, Brittany finds a man. So how does that work? Like,
it could be superpowers of like, hey, she said like she suppresses the orgasm.
Well, let's call them Jason and Bob. So Bob's already established.
He's already married to them.
So the real question is Jason and Bob going to share the same pussy for life?
Well, that's up to Jason and Bob and Brittany and, I don't know.
Because, I mean, they only got one pussy,
Bethany,
right?
Amber, I think maybe. I don't know.
Damn. Oh, can we say pussy anymore? I'm sorry.
No, I don't know the names of the ladies.
Oh,
the conjoined twins.
Yeah.
I forgot. But that's up to those four, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think legally they might have...
Brittany and Abby, I'm sorry.
Brittany and Abby.
But Bob and Jason, there's one P there. 2 days. So it's almost...
you're going to find someone who's... they've got their ego in check.
Yeah.
I love this woman.
Yeah.
And if this... and I love her sister like a sister. If she falls in love with a man, I don't care. You got to get your pleasure. I'll hold my wife's hand while you guys fuck. And then... when I go and fuck my wife, you hold your wife's hand on the other side, you know.
Yeah. It's almost, would it be poetic, considered like a, what, other P word, polyamorous and poetic? Double P's. Double penises. What?
We're on a fucking roll. Oh my God.
almost I can't even realize like we almost made it 30 minutes through, man.
Already. You have to announce the time. They can see it on their own device, but I was gonna say I think it's legal. I don't think it's polyamorous because if they're like, hey, it's this is the mind, this is the hearts I'm focusing on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Heart, hurt, half a heart.
Well, even
I don't know how the bodies work.
Well, even like Bob and Jason, they would have to split time with one body. It's two heads, two individuals.
Just constant double dates, I think.
Yeah. But I mean, you do the little private time, but
right, let's break it up real quick. I did like double head top.
Yeah. Need to know about the NFL's new kickoff. It's going to look a lot like the XFL's kickoff. The kicker's going to hit the 35, but the kickoff team is going to start on the other 40-yard line, only 5 yards away from the blockers. These guys won't be able to move until the ball is touched by the returner. Now, the end zone to the 20-yard...
How do we feel about that?
I
was talking with someone, I think it was somebody at work, but, like, they can't move until the ball is touched.
Oh, so not the receiving team, but the kickoff team.
They kick it, it's touched, then everyone can fucking start moving.
Well, in all actuality, so the ball's kicked, right?
Yeah.
Until it's received, nobody can move. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what some people are wishing for, I guess.
Well, from a safety standpoint, that's great. Because, I mean, this is the most dangerous play in all football.
Yeah.
This is where you get the most injuries, most concussions.
Which I've heard that's why they've kind of incentivized kicking in the sport, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing extra like, oh, if you make a 45-yard field goal, you get this many points versus a 25.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't done it like that, but it's like, oh, we're going to kick it and, you know.
Yeah. But at the same time, there's... selfish in doing this because it's going to make it a more exciting game. Like, they're giving the offense kind of a leg up to begin with. Like, even like your normal touchback would be at the 25-yard line, right? But now they're giving them an extra 10 yards.
You can't run at the guy, give him a chance to fucking catch it, but you can't. Right, that's what they're saying.
I like it. I think it's on both ends. It's going to make it more competitive versus like the present rules. So I applaud the NFL for that. Like good rule.
I don't
change.
Know if this is all real. I saw this. I was like, it's very interesting. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. You know.
Well, I'm hoping. I'm hoping it's coming from a plausible source because I mean that would be a great rule change. Like. Yeah, so no more onside kicks. If you got to, like, bring the ref over, of course, you know, the opposing coach is going to be watching that.
We're going to kick it short. Which they've always been. There's been hints. Like, I'm sure there's been different styles, ways to, like, negate the onside kick, you know?
No.
But.
Yeah, I don't know. In a way, I'm glad they're making, because, again, that particular play in football has always been the most dangerous for people's health. But in the same way, like, does it make it more competitive too? Yes, it does. You know,
sure.
And you're probably, the result from that, you're probably going to see like a lot more points scored. You know, it's going to be a more exciting product.
Well, even a good run back like Nate Bargatze had a great joke about, like, yeah, the time it took me to go get a drink from the fridge, a guy caught the ball and ran a touchdown.
Yeah, and that's the other point.
And he had people trying to stop him.
Yeah.
I didn't have an ottoman in front of me.
Yep.
It's like, oh, shit, yeah.
But, I mean, that's the other cool point. Like, you're actually going to see, like, kickoff returns for touchdowns again. Yeah. Which we ain't seen.
Or at least years. Major gain. Like, oh, as long as you don't get to 35, we stopped him. Like, now there's a new precedent on it. And, like...
But either way, I think it's going to be safer for the boys, like, playing the game itself. And then, two, it's going to make it way more competitive. It's going to make it more exciting.
Yeah. You know?
So, safer and exciting, I'm good with that.
And, hey, kickers, now you're not just like, oh, just fucking boot it across the yard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, now you got to kind of know your kick.
Yeah.
Like, if you kick it... Get them to the 45 or 35, wherever the fuck it says.
Whether you're kicking it over that mountain or kicking it 60 yards.
Uncle Ricky, we need you to keep it at about 65 if you can.
Yeah.
No warm-ups.
Yeah. No warm-ups. Keep it at 65. That's my whole plan.
I don't know. If they do actually make those changes in the NFL, I'm on board for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, it's going to make it a more exciting product, and you're going to see, like, more points scored. It's going to be more like a women's basketball game. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Instead of, like, 17 to nothing, it's going to be more like 38 to 37, you know. Because that offense gets an extra 10 yards, like, right off the jump.
Depending where you're coming from, you know, depending where the ball lands.
Yeah.
I think, again, I don't know if this is... Or even a real thing. It's a TikTok I saw. Could be some guy that was like, this is how I think football would be more interesting. And that's what we watch. And the NFL's like, no, we're not changing how things are kicked. You guys got mad at us about concussions.
Did you just get me with this?
Huh?
Did you just get me with this? I just take it as factual. But if it's, you know.
No, I thought I even said from the beginning. Like, I was like, no, this
guy
says,
I think you preface it. You don't know if it's real or not.
But I would like it to be real. I would like some changes made with, like, all right, yeah, let's make it a fucking game again.
Well, just with the injuries, you know, and help me, you, Tommy, and Will Todd, we all played fantasy football together last year. First time 4-man league, right? So it's an all-star team, dude, everybody.
Every team, yeah.
Yeah. Every team is unstoppable.
People who play fantasy football that are like a 4-man league, what the?
Yeah.
But so the points were 1,000 to 1,002.
It was nuts. But what was crazy, too, is like the current rules that are in place for the guys, like there were so many injuries like throughout the season.
Because of the rules?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Everybody's, like, bigger, stronger, faster nowadays.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, you know, that's, you know, going to complete the circle of, you know, yeah, changes do need to be made because, I mean, everybody's getting hurt.
Mm.
But, I mean, a lot of our guys got hurt every single week. Like, I can't remember a week of this fantasy. It's just us four, like, playing. I had one of my guys getting hurt.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice it because, I mean, I don't watch all 32 teams.
But the time.
Exactly. And every single week, like, one of my guys on a 4-man league, we got all all-stars on all our teams.
All the hot shots get.
Yeah.
Well, that's where it breaks down into the minor, like, when you're in a 10-person league.
Mm.
Like, oh, man, I wanted Tyreek Hill. Oh, he got hurt.
Yeah,
like four of my guys got hurt this year. It's like in a different league I was in. It was like my guy got hurt. It was kind of like all the big ones get hurt from. But there's more spread on more teams, I guess.
But dude, you can look at the stats and the situations like all you want in fantasy football. This is what I've learned, like since doing it for what how many years?
One season.
Yeah. But I mean, how many years have we actually been doing it now?
I don't know.
Like, that first year was kind of like a beginner year, and then the next year we won the championship, you know. Me being your Ray Charles.
You wouldn't even answer my text sometimes. I was like, what the hell, dude? It's Thursday. I got a fucking semi roster.
I'm thinking.
And I get home. I'm thinking. You were just.
We won that shit, though. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not about skill. It's about luck. It's almost like fantasy football.
Semi 20% skill, 80% luck.
Yeah, it's almost like playing scratch offs or lottery.
Jesus.
Yeah, 50% Jesus. It's like 20% luck, 80% mental, 50%.
20% luck, 80% skill, 30% power and will. What's that? Not Limp Bizkit.
I know what you're talking about, though. I can't remember the artist, but
Linkin Park guy.
Yeah, it's great.
Fort Myer or something?
Yeah, something like this.
What's his rap name?
Ah, shit. I can't even think of it.
Power and Will.
But
remember the 110% you remember the name. I don't know. That might not be the same song.
But he was the guy. Like, he was a modern day poet. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I am looking at that right now. Just out of curiosity. No, I'm just looking at the lead singer. I don't know why I can't think of that right now.
Was it Fort Minor? I said Fort Myer. I've been living in Knoxville too long. It's
Fort Chester. Minor. Chester.
No, that's the lead singer, not the rap guy from. Yeah, we all
know. Oh, Chester. I don't know who the fuck that guy is.
Chester was a Chester Bennington.
Yeah. So
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Fort Minor?
At 41. Did he jerk hanging or was that somebody else?
He got murdered by either the U.S. or Canadian government.
Yeah.
That's what the meme said.
Mike Shinoda.
Well, it's not his rap name.
I'm going to do Mike Shinoda rap name. No.
The rapper from fucking...
That's what I did. So Mike Shinoda came up.
And there's no other text below that. They just showed you a picture, a name, like a goddamn yearbook photo. Mike Shinoda, you remember him? You're like, no, we didn't. He was 2 years younger than me. I don't remember him. Mike Shinoda.
Michael Kenji.
that's his rap name. God damn it. Look at
that. I'm sorry, dog. I'm trying. I'm trying my best.
Are you though?
Sorry, man.
It really won't give up his rap name.
No, I don't know. Maybe it's one of
those deals. No, the first sentence is, all right. So I click this link. Fort Minor was a hip-hop side project by American musician Mike Sharona.
Mike Sharona.
Is that joke out there? Is that meme out there? It's gotta be out there.
It's gotta be.
like Dumb and Dumber. Like
Mike Shinoda.
Hey, who's that rapper guy in
the Linkin Parks
band?
Yeah.
And then it's got fucking Jeff Daniels with his tongue stuck to the Mike Shinoda.
Oh, look, Frost.
But no, his name's Fort Minor.
Oh, okay.
I think I called that earlier.
Rad Name.
But you completely overskipped that.
Yeah.
You're like, Fort Minor was a hip hop project. Like, that's obviously a band name, not
his
name.
My bad, dude.
No,
you're good. That was a technical difficulty on my part.
Mike Shinoda. I'll probably never forget that name. Or at least improbably. Yeah.
No, that's the one, though. I wonder where he came up with that one, though.
Fort Minor?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably like his grandpa was like a miner. He's like, I keep all my secrets to myself.
Yeah.
Fort Minor, dude. Fort Knox.
Fort Minor. Boom. It all fits. It all fits.
Fort Myers.
Forts.
I don't know why they call that fort. I don't think there's any battles in Florida.
Oh, dude.
How nice would those battles have been in the
on the sandy beaches.
In the old days. No, we call us territory. Like, no, we call us territory. We're having slaves. Like, you can't have slaves. We're calling us territory. And they're like, boom. And a battle went down.
Well, during the time, like, you know, the whole, like, states are joining the Union, I don't understand, like, the people that discovered Florida, they're like, it's almost like an island. You know, it's like, hey, I don't want to join none of y'all motherfuckers. I just want to, like, chill in paradise.
Can I say this real quick?
Yeah.
When it's almost like an island, it's called a...
peninsula.
I deserve. So I can help myself, like... So Florida's almost like an island.
Yeah, it's not.
But yeah. How did not everyone just go down there and be like, let's eat oranges and, you know, some...
sandy beaches and hot beaches.
Some people come over on boats with clear liquid, they're calling tequila. Really? Let's just hang out here. Like, why is the rest of America found?
It's like, that would have came from us south.
You know, well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyone that went to California, what do you do? Like, I sit by the beach, I surf. What's surfing like? I don't know. I just ride a board.
Yeah.
On the waves.
And well, I'm sure other states have this too, but I do know for a fact, like, California kind of has the best of both worlds. You know, you got the sandy beaches, you got the redwood forest.
Sorry, I scoff at that. Michigan's got that too. They got,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, they got sandy beaches.
The Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes. Go to the Great Lakes and tell me you don't feel like you're standing oceanside.
Huron, Michigan, Huron.
Michigan.
Erie.
Yeah, Erie.
Homes. Ontario.
Huron, Ontario.
Yeah.
Michigan, Erie, Superior.
I kind of know. So, oh, I forgot Superior.
You did. But, it's a good. Hey,
I got four.
I got
them.
Defensive about the Great Lakes. There's something about them to me, though.
Well, something that really surprised me, like when I met you, was, you know, yeah, there's hillbillies up in Gladwin, Michigan, too.
I'm
it was almost like I was doing that bias, like, towards you. I go,
John, you think your country, have you bailed? Yeah. Hey. You go, I don't think so.
No, I have. No. But I mean, but it was like,
what did that end?
I never knew. Well, all right, I always knew, like, the North gave the South, like, bias, you know. Never knew the South gave the North bias for, like, shit like that.
And you're like, you guys ain't country as shit. Like, you were thinking, like, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Right.
Like, dude, you don't know nothing about dirt roads. I'm like, brother, crash my car on dirt roads.
Well,
I hate the music. I hate the chilling on a dirt road. Something about can't Coco. I don't know what the lyrics are to that song, but
cold beer in the,
hate it.
Something.
Don't even
ice cold beer sitting in the console.
That would be a better word. I don't think he says that, because that was a good lyric.
Yeah, I do remember ice cold beer sitting in the console. Now the lyric before that, I don't remember what it is.
God damn it.
Yeah. I just remember that shit, like, being played over on the radio.
I'm from a small town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, it was funny.
King Chesney. Yeah. You guys ever get into the Chesney?
I'll never.
The chestnut.
Look at the chestnutty. Or the Chesney ladies, but I would say, no, yeah, it was, you're from a very small town. I wouldn't visit your hometown.
Yeah, what you think about it? I don't know if we ever commented on that.
I don't know if we have either, but no, it was nice. It was also like, all right, let's stop at Little Caesars. Like, Gladwin's got a Little Caesars. Oh, y'all got that. Like, you got shit going on, but it's also like, yeah, you don't go to Deborah's Diner. if she mad at you on a Wednesday. Like, all right,
like,
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it's like one of those places, like, everybody knows about everybody, you know.
Well,
I don't know if we ever, like, said this on the cast, but I had a buddy, like, you know, he was always trying to, like, outdo everybody, you know. And
he's a one-upper.
Yeah, one-upper, you know.
We've never had one of those on the cast.
Never had one-upper.
Or in our lives, ever.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, he, good friend of mine, not going to say his name. I don't know if he's still in the shit he is, but.
Jeff Tomlinson.
Yeah, but I mean, we were talking about it outside earlier, and it's like, dude, this guy, like, had two different groups of drug dealers, like, chasing him, and he had to move to a state, like, across country. I'm not going to say his state, but.
Arizona.
Yeah. We'll say that one. Yeah, just for name's sake.
I
still
read the name, sorry.
Yeah.
I can't myself.
But, I mean, that was wild to me. That's almost like one of those deals, like, holy shit, like, one of my buddies might die, you know,
eventually. Not even like one of my buddies might die.
Well, it was like an eye-opener, you know.
Well, it's like, I've watched Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Like, one of my buddies might die like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know all my friends are going to die, unfortunately. I'm going to die, too.
Well, everybody's going to die, right?
But you're like, yeah. I hope it's not a Tesla accident, an Alcoa, or, you know, you want natural deaths.
Yeah. You don't want somebody else, like, taking your buddy out.
Like, you hear about somebody, you're like, wait, what'd they do? Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh,
this drug dealer, like, 25 G's?
Forrest Gump?
Holy shit.
The FBI might be on to him now. He's going to add on to that.
Yeah. That's a good bit, too, though.
But, no, we're going to be like, dude, somebody you know from high school is like, oh, wait, they did what? They moved to Germany? Did what?
Mm-hmm.
And now the IRA is looking for like
yeah, it's nuts.
If I heard that news about of somebody, first of all, I would try to go to their funeral.
Yeah,
but at the same time, that'd be weird to meet someone like that in our lives now.
Yeah, like, well, what's wild about that is, so I hear about this from his mom, right?
So how long ago was that, though?
So this, I was still in Portland when this happened.
Like a decade or so?
I get the news from his mom. She sells me my car insurance, right?
She scams you on car insurance.
No, she gave me the lowest rate.
Always. I know, but you're still like, I didn't get any accidents. I get money back? No? Okay, well.
So what's nuts about this?
I don't like insurance salesmen.
So what's nuts about this is like, he kayfabed so hard, like he moved, he was still living in the small town. Because I hear from his mom, he moved to Arizona.
Dreamland.
Yeah, dreamland. Right. He hits me up maybe a week later.
I'm at Disney World. You're like, that's not Arizona.
He goes, hey, can you come pick me up? I'm at so-and-so address. I need to get some, you know,
some clothes.
Yeah. I need to get some clothes.
Can he come pick me up in Arizona? I forgot to pack a bag.
Well, that was my first response. I'm like, dog, like, I thought you were, you know. He goes, hey, can you come? He just doubled down. Hey, can you come get me? I'm like, yeah, sure.
The thought I like to have is that, like, his mom's like, he's in Arizona. But you don't know what that is, so you're like, he's in heaven. You're like, dude, I thought you were dead.
Right.
Yeah. You're like, what? Like, hey, I heard you're in Arizona.
Yeah.
R.I.P. I wrote 2 posts about you. You're like, no, can you pick me up?
So no shit.
No, dude, I can't drive to heaven.
So no shit, I pick him up. I drive him to the deal. He can pick up some clothes. Clothes, in quotations. And he was happy. And he ended up moving to a different state for a while. Just
stash
stay with
boxes, yeah.
Yeah. I never told his mom that.
You should.
Yeah.
Sooner than later.
Yeah.
Only because
a
mother should always know.
A mother's love is a mother's love.
Like,
I don't know what that's from, but that's from a movie.
I don't think it's from anything. I think you made it up and I like it. A mother's love, what would you say?
A mother's love is a mother's love.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever.
Or maybe it's a brother's love. It's a brother.
No, there's nothing like a mother's love. A mother's love is a mother's love.
I'm going to think about it when I wake up in the morning. I'm going to be like, God damn it. Like, I didn't put it on the cast last night.
You're like, a mother's love is like.
It's like a sting. No,
that's not an expression.
I don't know about you, but it's almost like a mother's love is a mother's son.
You're trying to get like Diddy?
No, I swear to God,
you,
I've heard
you wasn't this. Just my girl, you was like my brother.
So can we talk about Diddy? I'm still in the dark about this whole deal. Would you give me some kind of clarity about what's happening with him right now?
I'll give you some kind, but I don't know if it's correct or not.
But I've heard of Usher, so like in a cage.
I think he's been banging some boys.
Oh, no.
I think. I've heard he's been banging some boys. Mm. I don't know. I've also heard accusations, allegedly, that they were underage boys, like the Biebs when he was, you know, still learning piano.
So, the only story, the only video I saw was,
no one hey, cared about.
Diddy fucking, like...
Did he do it? But shout out 50 Cent.
But it's like, Diddy, like, you know, getting Bieber ready for a run. And I'm not talking about, music. Like, he gave him, like, a fucking Lamborghini or a Porsche or something. But, I don't know if you saw that video.
Maybe. But there's videos where we're like, look at Diddy, or look at this person do this to that person. They're like, they're uncomfortable. I'm like, they're also a 12-year-old that's like about to become a superstar, but they don't know what it's about.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from Diddy. Because I could see, as far as we've seen enough documentaries, heard enough stories about Hollywood and the music industry and the movie industry, and be like, did he make an advance at Bieber? Bieber is being awkward on the camera, but he's also a kid.
Yeah.
And
he's 15 in this
mind
video.
Mind you, Bieber's also a kid in the sense of, like, a camera in your face is a new thing even to not famous children.
And then, not to mention, you have an absolute, at the time, absolute fucking superstar leading you through his compound.
You got a motherfucker.
You got some motherfucking Diddy, though.
Taking hits from the 80s. Yeah, Do what sounds. Yeah. You got fucking Diddy trying to. I don't know. From what I heard, I've heard some wild shit about Diddy. Like hiring male strippers to hook up with his wife or some shit. I don't know.
Well, I heard a Diddy party was nuts. Everybody. If you ain't dancing,
sodomized,
sodomized dancing, you getting kicked out.
I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I've heard some wild accusations. Now, I've heard, like, when people are like, oh, he's fucking this rapper, fucking that rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Biggie had a cockeyed. So he could always keep an eye on Diddy. And I was like, God damn it. That's mean, but the funniest shit I've seen in a long time. At the same time.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good.
Fun fact about Biggie.
Yeah. Biggie knew then about Diddy.
He always had an eye on Diddy.
No.
But.
Well, I've heard all these fucking theories. I
love Puff Daddy's music. Well, that's some of the theories I heard, they're like, no. He'll groom kids, but he...
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he's banging grown-ass adult rappers...
That's not...
I don't think there's nothing against it. No, if he's banging them... No, if he's raping them or...
I don't think he's doing that. I think it might be, like, one of those deals, like, it's a rite of passage to get in the music industry. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Might be a bad boy, bad boy for life.
Bad boy.
What you gonna do?
When it come for you. Bad boy.
When I come on you.
When I come on you. And you're in a cage in my basement.
All right, now you're bad boy for life. We ain't going nowhere. No. Yeah,
I do gotta say this. I do miss the one-on-one talks, brother. Listeners, this has been like the first one-on-one Dave and John cast in a minute.
There's a certain video I want to watch so bad. I don't think we can. It's Charlamagne the God calling out Diddy, being like, "You remember saying this?"
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "Huh? What?" I mean, dude, I just got off a plane the next day or the day before. Yeah, you call all the men daddy, say, like, you scratch for daddy. Is that gay? And he's like, dude, I don't remember what I fucking said. I was partying in Miami.
But, I mean, is this not, like, one of the deals, like, Cat Williams tells about, like...
I don't know. We never finished a Cat Williams interview.
He mentioned Diddy.
I know, and we've seen clips of it, but we haven't.
He wasn't dressing him in a dress either. He was doing other shit.
God damn it, dude.
It's almost like Cat Williams.
I love so much music from the 90s.
Yeah, me too.
And now people are like, you can't listen to this artist because they're monsters. I'm like, the remix to Ignition.
Hot fresh out the kitchen.
My heart rolling in that body. You know, you're like, fuck. R. Kelly, sign the rights off to somebody else.
Yeah.
God damn it, I love that song.
Dude, I'm not even allowed to watch De Niro no more because he likes Trump, or he likes Biden.
Papa West.
You'll never listen to it. So I can say this.
De Niro.
I can't watch Goodfellas. I can't watch fucking Casino. I can't watch fucking nothing. I'm outlawed from watching De Niro.
We'll get back on board. Hey, I'm just glad that I picked Eminem as my favorite artist, and he's pretty much been clean his whole career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
No hiccups, no cancellations.
Well, actually, even through his drug addiction, he really didn't do anything to get
He also had no drug problems. He just had a good, clean career.
But, I mean, he made it, though. He was No, I'm talking about him.
Drugs.
No, he did. No, he has air drugs.
He used to use drugs?
Yes. But, come on.
What happened?
We're talking here.
What happened? Come on.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me.
I'm not fucking with you.
He got clean?
Yeah. He's been clean. And that's a success story for Mr. Marshall Mathers. And always will be to me.
Let's one little cheers to.
But cheers. And I will cheers to
you. Honestly, I think we're right around his, we might have just passed it.
Love you, buddy.
His sober anniversary. I think it was like in March at some point.
Yeah, I think he's around, it seems like.
Fucking 12 or 14
years. 12, 14 years, yeah. 15, yeah. He ain't touched a pill, he ain't touched no booze, like nothing.
I think he got sober right before I moved down here, and then I said, don't worry, I will take the beer from Detroit, drink it in Tennessee so you won't have to see it.
I'm going to take the little bat from you,
and you're every one of them. Bad guy.
Yeah. But I mean, he's a polarizing figure, and I'm happy for him. You know, he's one of those, like, a lot of those, like, celebrities, like, they don't make it back. Like, he made a big comeback. Like,
yeah, he was like,
he goes, fuck it, like, I'm going to get sober.
I'm just going to get obsessed with music and rap music.
But, I mean, high respect, dog. Like, he even adopted a kid. Was it one or two?
Shit, it was two, buddy.
Yeah. Raised them upright. You know, Haley.
You're my ex-wife's daughter from a different man. Yeah. I got you. Oh, you're my ex-wife's sister's daughter, my niece. Nonsense, you're my daughter. You're all my daughters now.
Very loving man.
What do you want to do with your life? You want to go to nursing school? Let's do that. You want to do this?
You want to start a podcast? Which Haley did
his
with a
real daughter.
Yeah.
That's what I think we've gone through enough.
Well, all right, brother. I love you, man.
I love you.
Close it out.